Okay, so we'll probably do more than one piece tonight. There's smaller pieces. We'll see how it goes. V'hitzesu me'ur kastim, right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu out of the furnace in kastim, me'ur kastim. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe raises an interesting question. Now, they are different, you know, the Mishnah and Avos and Perakei. I actually meant to bring with me a Mishnah's Avos, but I didn't. The Mishnah says, right, that Avraham Avinu went through 10 different trials, right? 10 different Asyainas. In the Mefarshim, I need one with the Mefarshim, but in the Mefarshim, there are a bunch of different opinions on what those 10 Asyainas were. And there's a medrash brought down, and I think the Bartunur brings down from the Pirkei Rebbe Elazar, maybe, of like what the, you know, that there's a list in the medrash what the 10 are, but whatever. According to most of the lists, almost all the tests are written in the Psukim. Okay? The story of Avram being saved, thrown into the furnace, the Kibshan Esh in Ur Kasdim, right? In Kasdim, being thrown into the Ur Kasdim, into that furnace and coming out alive, that's not in the Psukim. It's hinted to by Tzeisum Ur Kasdim, you know, it's hinted to in the Psukim. But that's Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's question, is why is it not mentioned explicitly in the Torah? Why is it only alluded to? Okay? So that's Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's question. L'chaira yipolei davrazeh. L'chaira, this is bewildering. This is strange. Sha'atayra enena mazkira b'mfurash. Et ha'nisayon sh'ayal Avraham Avinu b'kibshan ha'esh. That's an amazing nisayon to go through where Avraham is thrown into a burning fire, into a furnace of fire. Ela b'remez b'lvad, the Torah only mentions it in a way of a remez, it hints to it, alludes to it. Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem Asher Otzeisicha Me'ur Kasdim. I'm the one. I'm the God that took you out of Ur Kasdim. Right. That's the whole business. The remez. Ubira Dovrhu. So the explanation of the matter is, Shavram Avinu Higiel Madrega Elyoyne Kazu Shekol Chayov Hayurak Mikoyach Omer Batar V'Chay Bahem. Avram Avinu got to such an awesome level, such a high level, that his entire life was only from the koach that's written in the Torah, from what's said in the Torah, v'chai b'hem, that a person should live with them, that a person should live with the mitzvahs. His whole life was just nothing more than one big kiyum mitzvahs, v'chai b'hem, to live through the Torah, to live through the mitzvahs of the Torah. Why wouldn't V'zeo sha'amru, this is what Chazal said in the Gemara in Yuma, Chav Chesam and Beis, Kiyam Avraham Avinu, Kol HaTorah Kula. Avraham Avinu was Mekayim, he fulfilled the entire Torah. Me'ata, being that that's the case, Heyois v'atziva v'chai b'hem lo'i nemra l'v'edizara, since the mitzvah, the commandment of v'chai b'hem, that a person should live with the mitzvahs, but it says, we know Chazal learn up, but not to die with the mitzvahs, right? So since that v'chai b'hem loy nemer l'avodah zarah, it's not said about avodah zarah. As we know, there are three cardinal averis of avodah zarah, gilui arayos, and shfichas damim, that the mitzvah is not necessarily to v'chai b'hem. If the person is asked, and under certain circumstances that the halacha defines, then he would have to let himself be killed rather than being over, as opposed to other transgressions which you're supposed to live. So being that v'chaybem is not really said about avodah zarah, nimsa consequently she'im hay Avraham misrat al avodah zarah v'lo hay mapil atzma l'kibshan ha'esh, had Avraham Avinu given in to serve avodah zarah, had he, right, given in to the goyim and served avodah zarah, or Nimrod, whatever, and he wouldn't have thrown himself or allowed himself to be thrown into the Kibshan Ha'esh, automatically at that moment his life would have been terminated and he would have left the world. He had become so completely, like, literally a Chefetz Shel Torah, that once that his whole chiyus right? His whole chiyus was biologically coming from v'chai behem of the Torah, that had he served Avodah Zarah instead of allowing himself to be killed, which would be against the Torah, right? So he would have died.
Wasn't it just an Asia at the beginning, or no?
It's one of the early ones. Yeah, it's one of the.
At that point, he was ready.
He was already at such a He already was having nevuah. So, yeah. Shekin lo yitachnu etzla Avram chaim sheish bem nigul ama b'Torah, because there was no such possibility by Avram as life that was in opposition to something that's written in the Torah, that's said in the Torah. Lachein lo yinekshav lo yinyan kivshin ha'esh l'nisayin. So therefore, the Inyan, the matter of the Kivshin Eish, wasn't really considered a trial for him. And I actually looked, I think there, if I remember correctly, I think the Rambam doesn't, I think there are some that don't list this as a, and the Medrash it is listed, but there are some Rishonim that don't list it as a trial, if I remember correctly. I have to check this. So the Kivshin Eish, so again, he's going obviously with the Mahalach. I mean, I don't know. He's not explicit. He doesn't say if this is actually one of the 10 Nisyanis or not. Maybe he would be going with the Mahalach that it's not one of the 10. But even if you go with the Mahalach that it was one of the 10, this would explain why it's only alluded to as opposed to explicitly stated, meaning, okay, there's some kind of sign. It was a difficulty. It still was a difficulty to go through, but not necessarily a typical sign that's worth being put in the Torah. As he says now, shedoyim hadavar, because it's similar. Keilu ayino ayrim al echad she'amad b'nisayin leharig becherev zu kadei linatz mecherev meherig becherev acheres. It's like similar to saying, you know, this guy was saved from one sword in order to he stood to the trial to be killed by this sword in order to be killed by another sword. It's like that's you don't really have much of a bechira here. It's like you're dying one way or the other. So Avram Avinu was okay, you know, better Kibshin Eish then die through being cut off from the Torah. So it was not a full Nisayan. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, you know. It's always interesting, you know. I always think, I'm just throwing a psychological analysis of this part, okay? My own personal thing, you know. I'll include myself with this, but you know, so very often we see these kinds of chidushim and divrei Torah, and to us it looks like really, that's what, like, how could that be? Like we're it's so abstract to us that it just sounds very far fetched. You know, sometimes everybody has their own place where they'll relate to this. You know, something being that just doesn't sound. That's not pshat. It's not. You know, it's too. But. Apparently, you see the big tzaddikim. You see where the tzaddik is holding the one that wrote it, because for that tzaddik, it's not far fetched. I think that itself is something which is an indicator that it's maybe not so far fetched. In other words, if we were holding anywhere close to the Torah really, literally being our oxygen, right, being the essence of life. And without that, there is no life. If we were holding anywhere near that, so this wouldn't seem so abstract to that kind of a person. And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap was clearly one of those people that was shayich to the level of, you know, there's actually a letter which I don't think is published, but he wrote to, I don't remember. He wrote to one of his, maybe he wrote it to his oldest son. I think he wrote it to his oldest son, Rabbi Chimichul Chalap. And it was a letter for Lechvod his Bar Mitzvah. And he writes there that you should know that my love, something in this effect, I don't remember the exact Lashon, but this was the crux of the letter was, you should know, or the crux of this part of the letter, that you should know that my love to you is not like the typical love of a father to a son. It's like a ava ruchnis. It's like today, if you tell it to a kid, it's like it's all over. You lost the kid. It's like, you know, it's like you can't do such a thing. You know, they have the stories of the grod, right? I think the grod didn't kiss his children. You know, it was like it was too much. They say, I don't know, this is a story, I don't remember who, what, somebody came to one of the Gedolei Yisrael, you know, and said this kind of, I am like the Gro, you know, like, if you do the other stuff of the Gro, then you could do this too. But whatever, they were living on a very, very different level of existence, you know. But what's amazing is that even still they were able to relate. You know, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe had all different types of people coming to him, including, you know, Haredi, not Haredi, religious, and that they were able to, and you see this sometimes with, you know, tzaddikim, that they're, even though they're living in their own olam apnimi, their own inner world, they're way, 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 way up there to a point of this kind of a vart, right? But still somehow they're able to relate to the low, you know, regular people, and it's an amazing avoda. It's actually, you should know, Kabbalistically speaking, I'm just going to tie in another point here, and I'll be Kabbalah. It's very interesting. All the spheres, right, the 10 spheres, they have their place, okay? Keser is where it is, the Chachma is where it is on the top right, and the Bina is the top left, and the Das is in the middle, and then you have Chesed on the right, and the, you know, Keneged the arm, whatever. The sphere of Yesod, okay, the sphere of Yesod, that Rizal says something very, very interesting. He says the Yesod is not rigid in its place. It goes up and down. It's able to travel from the top to the bottom, bottom to the top. It's not, you know, captive in its place like all the other spheres. And we know that Tzadik Yesod Olam, the Bechina of a Tzadik is the Bechina of Yesod. And I think that that's where that koach comes from, is that the yesod can be go all the way up to the brain. That's the way that Rizal describes it. Pulled it, and the tipa gets pulled down from the brain and all the way down, to, you know, down to the chut hashedra through the yesod, whatever it is. There's this aspect where the yesod is able to go all the way up to the top and all the way down to the lowest of low, all the way right to the most mundane activity which the yesod is involved in. Right. So that's the koich of a tzaddik, actually, is exactly that, is the koich of the yisod, the way that Rizal describes it. The ability to be living all the way up there and still connected down to the bottom and giving over and being mashpia all the way down to the bottom.
It's a positive attribute.
Huh? It's a positive attribute. Yeah. It's a, okay.
My only question on this peshat is, how could there be any sign for Avram Avinu?
Right. So,
because it's not connected to Torah, probably this is
sort of disobey Hashem. It wasn't one of the Tariyot.
Exactly.
Right. This is connected to Torah, but on the other hand, we find by this Yitzchak the same kind of a similar kind of thing that, according to some of the Mefarshim, the Ikar Nisayin is that it wasn't really the Hakadosh Baruch Hu was telling him something, but it wasn't really the Ratzon Hashem that he should do that, and which meant he felt that. He felt that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe actually talks about Rav Kuko, that they weren't, he wasn't able to, it was very difficult for him to keep to carry out this tzivei of Hashem, because he heard with his ears that Hashem wanted him to do it, but he didn't feel that in his heart, and everything that Hashem ever told him, he right away wanted to do it. So there was this conflict going on with inside of him. So it's,
that's why he didn't stop, because he couldn't imagine
that. Right, and that was the Nisayon. The Nisayon is, well, listen, I heard it from Hashem, I got to do it one way or the other, no matter how I feel. But again, it's like living with that connection to Hashem, that you're literally, I say, Ritzayincha, right? Or you make Hashem's will your will, and you live like that so that everything you want, right? Like it says by David HaMelech, his feet just led him to the base medrash, like it was an automatic thing. It's like, yeah, and it's like big tzaddikim that you have this, because everybody else has a Yetzirah that's active, right? The Gemara says in Bava Basra that three people were zeicha to slaughter their Yetzirah: Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And then it says V'yesh Orim, and some say David HaMelech. It says Libi Chol Bekirbi. That's a gross, you know. So I don't know, there must be a Bechina Shaykh to other tzaddikim also. Many Sfarim talks about, you know, This tzaddik, he killed his Yetzirah, he didn't have any. Okay, could be, I don't know, but some of these different madrigas, huh? After the times of the Gemara, right? Yeah, but if the Gemara, you know, if you can imagine, if the Gemara says it only about Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and then there's a Yesh Omrim that says it about David HaMelech, you know, that's like okay. Any case, weiter. Umatzasa zavavay nemel lefanecha. you found his heart loyal before you. Shtei kedushas hein b'Yisrael, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, there are two kedushas by the Jewish people. Achas kedusha kmusa u'shniya kedusha gluya. The first one is a hidden kedusha, and the second one is a revealed kedusha. There's a hidden kedusha by Klal Yisrael, and then there's a revealed kedusha by Klal Yisrael. Hakedusha kmusa ya kedusha hagizit she'ena mitchalelet le'olam. The hidden kedusha is the kedusha of the race, you know, the kedusha of the that's running through your blood, which never ever becomes desecrated. It's by virtue of the fact that you were born to a Jewish mother, you have this kedusha. It's kedusha be'etzem. That's what's called kedusha gizit from the geza. It's just it's who you're born to. Rakne lemit v'nignezet. So it's never desecrated, but it is concealed and hidden. It can be concealed and hidden. Well, here he's saying it is. It begins off as hidden. And it's from the yesodis of the avoida. Right? Our work in this world is to reveal that hidden kedusha. Shelefi erech hit galuta ken erech hit batlut ruach atuma min haaretz bechlal ubefrat. According to how much you reveal that hidden kedusha, that's how much the ruach atuma, the spirit of tuma in the world, becomes eradicated, whether it's bechlal in the general sense and also individually, because by the person himself, right? The more you are mekadesh yourself, meaning the more you are revealing the kedusha, that hidden kedusha, so the more the tuma no longer has a place by you personally, but also in the world at large. Harishona she'etchil b'avodah kedusha zu hay Avram. The first person to begin in this holy work was Avram. Eison ha'ezrachi, who's referred to as Eison ha'ezrachi. Shit'ametz lechoz be'emtzayim legalot et hakamus. He's the first one that put effort into using whatever means he can to reveal the hidden. Yisod avodat kodesh zu, hi bechinat emunah b'shnei muvanim. And the yisod of this holy work is the bechina of emunah, in two different meanings. Harishon, the first one, shema'aminim b'kedusha k'musa. The first one is believing in the hidden kedusha. That itself is a big thing. Unfortunately, sometimes the kedusha is so well hidden that it's very hard to see any kedusha. So you have to believe that there's a kedusha there. You have to believe it to work on it. Vasheni, the second aspect of emuna, is bechinas ha'amshacha. That's a different meaning in the word emuna, the bechina of drawing, of pulling. Kimo vayi oimen es ha'adasa, like it says, right, that he trained really hadasa. He raised hadasa. It's not a lashon of trust, of loyalty in that sense, or faith in that sense. It's the lashon of oman, which is a craftsman, that you're building something, you're giving growth to something, he raising something. That's the bechina of amshacha, to pull along, to draw down kedusha. That's a different usage of the word of muna. Shemamshichim legalos es hatamer venelam, that you are being mamshich, that you're drawing down to reveal the hidden and the concealed. Avram Avinu was the Roisha Maminim in both senses. You found his heart loyal before you, but not just loyal in that sense. Neman is a person who was Oisek in both types of Emuna, which is the Emuna of he believed in the hidden Kedusha, and he also worked on revealing the hidden Kedusha. That was. And you see that. You see the very fact that Avram, Avinu, and Sarah also as anefesh asher also b'charan. Now again, over there it wasn't Jews. You know, I think if anything you see something interesting by the fact that they were Isaac in converting people. You know, it's not conversion in the sense of to the Jewish people in those days. It was just converting them to be from the people of God, in other words, Avdei Hashem in some sense. But you see that Avram Avinu, and maybe this is why they're called Av Hamon Goyim, the father of many nations, is he apparently saw that there's some hidden Kedusha even by the non-Jews. In other words, there's some level, right? I mean, obviously the Psukim are filled with prophecies that the Goyim are all going to recognize Hashem, and we daven this, you know, in Rosh Hashanah, we daven every day, you know, Leinu, remember that everybody's going to recognize God. What that means is that's where the world is going, right? The world is supposed to land up at that, where everyone is. So there's some kind of potential, at least potential, there's some kind of potential state of spirituality in every human being. So this kind of would come down to, we mentioned the machlokas. There's a machlokas whether there's a tzelem elokim by goyim as well. Right? There are those who say no, and there are those who say that there is. We've said in the past, that the chayra, there's some kind of small, there's some kind of something of tzelem elokim. They look the same, right? They're in that same form, however you're going to learn tzelem elokim. They make decisions, so there's some level of bechira, but if you want to say it's at the same level of bechira that the yid has, maybe. But the point is that there's that, it's relative. There's a relativity over here of kedusha, of bechira, of tzelem elokim, whatever it is. But obviously Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is focused over here on the kedusha, the Klal Yisrael, which the hidden kedusha is not so hidden. It's not just some raw potential; it's a real live kedusha that's hidden and needs to be revealed, is begging to be revealed. Yeah, that's the Pach Hashemen, right? Like we saw last week, the Pach Hashemen with the Chosim of the Kohen Gadol. It's sealed; it's waiting to be opened. Waiting to be opened, but you have to believe that it's there to open it. So those are the two levels of emunah that we just spoke about here, that Avram was doing. He believed that Pach Hashemen is there in every Jew, and at the same time he worked on opening the Pach and revealing it. Yeah.
I'm trying to make this meaningful. What is the difference if we say that this is all something internal to us in a state of potential that needs to be actualized, versus saying no, it's something beyond us, which our intellectual convictions tell us that we need to introduce into ourselves?
Mm-hmm. Right. So I think the answer is twofold. I think the answer is, and those again, so Ramesh is asking, what's the difference if this is something inside of us, or it's something that we have to acquire, that's external to us and we have to acquire? Something that a person can acquire is never going to be, it's on two levels, right? It's never going to be the same part of him as what's internal to him. There's a famous thing. One of the mashgichim, one of the famous, it was a chatzko maybe, said that when it comes to shidduchim,
rebellion,
that when it comes to shidduchim, you should choose the person that has naturally good midos over the person who was kinda good midos, which is very startling, actually, in some degree, right? There's a part of us that says, and it's a good svara l'chayra, is that if somebody did the footwork and acquired, worked on himself, that's like a valdiga thing, because he's worked on himself. When it comes to midos, that might be true on certain aspects of kedusha. It might be true in learning. He didn't have the zitz flesh and he worked on himself. It might be true in many areas, but when it comes to midos and how to relate to people and how to behave, rebellion held that you should choose the person with the natural, because what's given as what's acquired never becomes the same as something that is inborn. What's inborn, and by the way, this is true Kabbalistically speaking as well. That Rizal says that the bottom seven spheres, let's say, the bottom, he speaks about the six, whatever, because he's not talking about the Malchus where he discusses this, but, the Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, which is basically, six or seven, the six is the six directions of the world, they relate to down here, right? And the intellectual spheres, which is the Keser, Chachma, Bina, and Das, those are additions. Where do you see this? A child is born with a body, right? So his heart is pumping, which is from the Chagat level, he's moving his hands or whatever. But the one thing that the baby doesn't have is intellectual activity, right? Katan ein bo das, right? To a certain level, obviously there's some kind of brain activity there because the kid's breathing and alive. But there's no the real chacham bina das is not there. So they are born with what's called the level of chagat nai, the chesed gvurah tiferes netzach hod yisod and malchus levels. Okay, but the higher level is worked on to acquire, and says that Rizal, it's called a tosefes. It's an addition. And the reason Hashem made it as an addition is because when the person does an avera chas v'shalom, if that level was part and parcel of him from the beginning, the person would be destroyed. And the world would be destroyed in that sense, because it's the same thing with the world at large. Right? Torah was only given 2,000 years into the world of existence. So the world is also goes through this stage of infancy, childhood, and adulthood. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it in such a way where there's an addition that you acquire, but that addition is also able to leave in order to save your life, in order to save existence. So this is actually the Yesod Rebellia I see in Kabbalah, actually, in this section, Shara Malachim, Perikeim, Perikvav, in Eitz Chaim, where the Arizal says this. But that's really what it comes down to. So that you're asking a good question. That's on one level, it never becomes fully. On the other, and then the other level is in the Avoida itself. It's much, much easier to do an Avoida where you know something is in you and it's a part of you, and this is really who you are. It's much easier to do the Avoida than if you're taking something which is not really shayich to you, which is something external to you. So these are two things. One is mitzad, to motivate the person to do work, to motivate you to reach levels of kedusha where you know that those kedusha, that's really who you are. You're a chelik aleikam imal. This is much more motivating to know that there's a kedusha kmus inside. And the second thing is that also once you actually get that level, to realize and recognize, right, that since it was a part of you, that's still a part of you. That's still a level. That's like that. That kedusha kmusa is going to be, is there to stay? Is there to stay? Now I'm not getting it. I can't. A person Amish does. It's possible to rehide that kedusha, but it's again, it's still a little bit different. A little bit different. All right. So that's a good question. Let's see, should we see the next piece? All right, we'll do the next piece. It's a pretty quick piece, even though it's longer than the others, but it's pretty quick. The Jewish people saw the Mitzrayim dead on the shore, and then it says, and the Jewish people saw the great hand of Hashem, and we sang Shira, right? I sing to Hashem, ki go'i go'o. How do you translate that? Like he was
very exalted.
I don't know what the English translation say on this, but okay. Geulasam shall Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. The geula of the Jewish people from Mitzrayim, ha'isav bizman shalai ru'uyim legula. It was at a time where they weren't roi to geula. The Jewish people were redeemed when they weren't roi to geula. We know. Lefichach nitzavu Yisrael. Therefore, the Jewish people were commanded, v'atem lo teitzu ish mipesach beisad boker. Don't leave your house until the morning. Right, by Makas Bechoros. Don't go out. The angel of death is going around, you know, is killing, and you'll be killed too if you're out. So don't go out. Mishum shadayin lo yigiu ladregas yismach tzadik ki chazanokam, because they still didn't reach the level of the pasuk in Tehillim, which says that a tzadik can rejoice when he sees revenge taken. So they were not yet on the level of a tzadik that they can see the enemy being hit by God and be happy about it. They weren't, right? Like we spoke about nekama, nekoyim le'einenu, nekamas dam. We spoke a few weeks ago, right? The tefillah to we want to see the nekama with our own eyes, but they weren't at that level yet. Va'asr ha'yilem liris b'mapalasim shorishayim. It was asr for them to see the downfall of Rishayim. Kemosho huzar light, like Lot was warned, al tabed echrecha, don't look backwards. Right, Shabita Ishtar, when she looked back, she was turned to a pillar of salt, because she really should have been killed also. She was no better than them, really. Ulam, however, with the leaving of the Jewish people from Mitzrayim, Amo, when the Bechira Elyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the Jewish people, his nation, right, when that was revealed, again, it's coming from God's Bechira. Right, when that Bechir Vashem, that he chose the Jewish people, was revealed, Nichnasa Kedusha Lamahusim Shal Yisrael, the Kedusha entered into the essence of the Jewish people. His Vesroy Mimulad Madrega Nifla Kazusha Ba'af Im Yechzu Nakam Bayeveim Yismachu, Laitiazu Simcha Mitzad Hargashosam Ha'atzmis, El Beglalis Roymis Kvaidashem Mazgalil Denekama. They became raised to such an awesome madrega that even if they would see their enemies being avenged, they can be happy, where their simcha is not going to be from their personal vantage point, like we spoke about, their self, their ego, but rather would be completely stemming from the exalted kavod of Hashem that is being revealed through nekama, which again we spoke about in the shir on nekama. So the omnam, and so, however, kshigiyu Yisrael yamsuf v'roz nikmasa b'mitzrayim. So when they got that again, so there's a big change over here from the night Leil Pesach, where they're told stay inside, where they're still not there, to what we're going to see a few days later, at on Shvi'i Shel Pesach at the yamsuf. Kshigiyu Yisrael yamsuf v'roz nikmasa b'mitzrayim. When the Jewish people got to the Yamsuf and they saw the revenge that was taken against the Egyptians, Vaya Yisrael Smitzayim Meis Al Sfas Hayom, they saw them dead. What was it that they focused on? What was it that they saw? Not like, oh, look, our enemies who tortured us, who killed us, who, you know, whatever it is, look, they're dead. No. The thing that they saw was the Yad HaGadoyla Asher Osa Hashem B'mitzrayim. It was the greatness of Hashem. That's what they got excited about. And therefore, he's answering questions here. Yeah, even though the malachim that wanted to say shira, the Gemara Sanhedrin, the malachim wanted to say shira before Hashem, and he said to them, "What are you talking about? My creations are drowning in the water in the sea, and you're going to say shira before me as if I'm going to be happy about this? What are you doing?" But to the Jewish people that wasn't said. Because the Jewish people, through jumping into the yam with their mesiris nefesh to be mekayim the word of God, they were zeicha to get to this madrega where they were able to see in the nekama. What did they see in the nekama? They saw the Yeshua's Hashem. And they were niskayim in them the yismach tzadik kichazanokam, that a tzadik is able to see, be happy when he sees the revenge taken. And memela, they were roi, they were on that level, they were able, it was appropriate for them to sing shira tashem. Because the whole shir was only because of the kavod of Hashem. Shnizgalsa yedei nikmasa b'mitzrayim, that was revealed through his nekabim against the Egyptians. Ashir l'Hashem ki goy go. An implication does seem to be that by the malachim, maybe that wasn't the case. Maybe the malachim were excited about the Egyptians, the bad guy getting knocked. Not necessarily the Kvod Hashem. I'm just adding. He doesn't spell this out, but that's the implication. They weren't allowed to say Shira, meaning they're like, they take it more personal. They were more personally involved. That's the mashmos. The second thing is that he begins the piece, just to the second ha'ara, that he begins the piece by saying that when the Gilui took place of the Bechira Elyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Jewish people, the Kedusha went into the Mahus of Yisrael, and he ends off by saying that it was when they jumped into the Yamsuf. So it could be the Pshat is, in other words, I'm asking a question, is that when was that stage? I understood originally when I read the piece, Nichdas HaKedusha Lamusin Shal Yisrael, that Kedusha went in when the Bechira was revealed. I understood that it was Leil Pesach that was revealed. It could be he means that it was only revealed at the Yamsuf. I'm not sure. It could be because their Mesiris Nefesh, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this does this tremendous thing where he splits the sea. That was really them getting out of Mitzrayim. And that's why there's, the Arizal teaches, and other Sfarim teach, right, that that's considered the birth of the Jewish people. So it could be, right, right, where did Hashem separate us and make us as a clear nation that He has chosen? That's when we really fully broke out of Mitzrayim, which was the first time a nation was able to escape from there, or anybody was able to escape from there, right? That was the Leidas Am Yisrael. So it could be that at the beginning, when he says the Bechir El Yoyin HaKadosh Baruch Hu was revealed, maybe that he's talking on Shvi Shel Pesach. Alternatively, it could be just like at the end of the night, I don't know, whatever, after the whole Karban, you know, after they did the Karban Pesach and the Mila, in order to get the Karban Pesach, maybe that already is considered. And then the jumping into the Yam Suf was like their own revelation that that's where they're holding. But I don't know, I tend to think like the first Mahalach that I said is just more easygoing in his words, you know, more pshat in his words. Ha'aris or questions?
Could it be one is potential, and then we have to...
Yeah, that's second mahalach is basically what I was kind of like trying to say also, right? That that's like one is potential and one is actually, you know...
Also in the previous piece, right. Avraham Avinu managed to uncover this Nekuda Pnimis.
Yeah, of Mesiris...
Predated the Bechira.
Of Mesiris Nefesh, you mean?
Whatever it is, that Nekuda Pnimis of Kedusha, which I did connect with the one he's discussing in this piece.
Mm-hmm.
But you can say here it's on a national level.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is where the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael really only becomes revealed Pesach night for sure. That's the beginning. But, you know, the full extent of it is on Shvi Shel Pesach. There's a lot of Torah in this and that Arizal and Leshem, whatever. But yeah. Okay, very good. And the Kedushas HaMaisim is only by Matan Torah. It's important to remember that Kedushas HaMaisim is really when they get Torah Mitzvahs, and now they're bechuyev to act and to do Mitzvahs and to stay away from Averis. So that's everything that goes on in Pesach is, you're right, is around this Kedusha HaGizit, is more the Kedusha that is implanted in Klal Yisrael by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kedusha HaMaisim is the other type of Kedusha, which is already dependent on us. Which we had to do a little bit with Karban Pesach and jumping into the Yam, you know, but it wasn't yet the full Kedusha HaMaisim of the Torah. All right. Ez Hashem, Agudvach, Shavua Tov to everyone. All right. Shavua Tov.